Okay, so we're ready to start. We're ready to start, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So who do we have with us tonight?
We have Baruch, Shimon, Yaakov, and I.
Ah, Gavaldi. But Yaakov, maybe you can send over, you know, the drinks over here. With Hashem. Okay. Well, I say. Baruch Hashem, I say, Hare to Hashem ki toiv, ki olam chastoi. Baruch Hashem, we can get together this way through modern technology. The auspices of modern technology brings us together, cut away a few miles, and Baruch Hashem, we're sitting together. It's wonderful, wonderful. And so we have, we're sitting together, holding hands, even though there is miles to separate us, and we have our chevra, Yedidim Ahuvim, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi say that Gavaldik Hashkocha, that we have a chabura, that we get together, we all understand the chashivas of the Indian, the maila of working the maisa. It's a matanas nakash baruch hu, that he puts at least into our minds and understandings the chashivas of something which is so obvious that it's important, but you see that to understand. So Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Say. Last week we were making a finale, a grand finale on Adar, right, Rabbi Say, we spoke about Simcha, winding up with the Simcha and connecting with the Megillah, even though it's after, right, Rabbi Say.
Yeah.
So, but Baruch, you're sitting on my left hand, right over here. So, you have something you want to share with us?
No. I wasn't here last week.
Yeah. Oh. All right. I thought you remember from last year. Okay, I didn't hear exactly what you said, but I'm sure it was something good, something great. So next comes Rabbi Yaakov.
The idea of greeting people, I the Rav said try to do three times a day, I think it was. I didn't do three times specifically a day, but sometimes it was more, sometimes it was less. But I felt I was doing more than trying to find those people, more than the regular.
You just want to say it again, once again?
I was trying to focus on the issue of greeting people or
saying
to people. So I felt I did it more than I would usually do it. At times looking for people to do it too, but I didn't do it necessarily three times a day. I think I didn't always remember or always find. But I sometimes did more, sometimes I did less, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Baruch Hashem. And here, now we come to Shimon. By the way, who's going to have my portion of the juice tonight? I'll let the item share it. Share my portion. Okay. Shimon, what do you have to say?
Also the greeting people, so I managed to do that a fair number of times. It's also a type of simcha, I guess, isn't it?
Yes.
Studying simcha. Also the simcha, so I went two in one because I was trying to finish off my whiskey for Pesach, so that helps with the simcha as well.
Why didn't you invite me to join you?
I didn't know the Rav likes that kind of thing.
All right, so now you know.
I still have a bit left. Would the Rav like to come?
Anyway, I want to remind the Oilem again about Sunday night. But the Nesim, Bez Hashem, Sunday night. Shalom with Lachas. Okay. And now we have Moshe.
I didn't do so good on the Uvdos this week, unfortunately.
On what did you do too good?
On the greeting people I did a little bit, and the simcha, wrapping up the simcha a little bit, but it wasn't, unfortunately, on the forefront of my mind this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, but as long as was somewhere hidden, somewhere there. I'm sure that there was some manifestation of it in somehow, somewhere. But Hashem, I wish everybody that should have the simcha should come down. They should mind that you should have to work on it. It should come, you know, just the hashpoah, so that you know it's a bracha above, it should come down. So, what I wanted to share with you tonight is here we are, into the Nisan, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So, the first thing that I want to share with you is a word that I think our Olim was, we were together last Nisan, and now this Olim remembers, I'll share it with you again. I had a very important insight that I heard from my Rebbe, from Victor Miller, Rabbi Victor Miller, that Chazal say, Yochel Mirish Chedesh, that is a Havamina that we start on from Mamash Rish Chedesh Nisan, that means yesterday, that we start the Mitzvah, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we have to say tonight, the great Mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you started, we should start it, Mamash, we should start it at the beginning of the Chodesh, and every single day we should spend, you know, we should have, just like a Seder night, every single day in Nisan, we should be at the kind of mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's mind-boggling. And so then Chazal say, Talmud Loima, Matzah Zemoro, Elam, that the Zman Shem Matzah Zemoro, Munochem Lefanecha, you have the mitzvah. But not just at the beginning of Nisan. So Rav Miller was medayik that why did the Chazal have a havamina that you have a mitzvah deraisa, you know, from the beginning? It wasn't a pasuk; it was just a svara that they had. And if it wouldn't be the pasuk, the gzeiras hakosev, so we talk about having a mitzvah deraisa from svara. So what was that svara? The Chazal understood that there's something about Chodesh Nisan that intrinsically calls for Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rebbe concluded that even though the Maisa, we don't have the Mitzvah Deraisa, because you have the Limud, you know, Matzah Zemor Munuchim Lefanecha, but the reason why the Chazal had that Havmina is still there. The Chazal never were able to tamper with the Matzias of whatever they understood. And Nisan is that calls for Mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim that they weren't able to uproot. That remained the same before and after. So in other words, you see that there's something about Chodesh Nisan that demands connecting with Yitzias Mitzrayim from the beginning. I say again, Ad Kedekach, there was this half a minute. So I would say, first is that we should connect from the beginning with Yitzias Mitzrayim. The first of this is that to make a Seder every day in the Haggadah, you know, and you should try to learn Medrashim Chazal and Medrashim on Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Maila is twofold. First of all, it's an end in itself, because by learning the Haggadah, so you're connecting with Nisan, you know, with Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is an end in itself, like we see from Chazal. That's number one. Number two, our goal of Pesach is that we want to try to squeeze out of Pesach as much chizik and inspiration as we could. We in our chabura over here, I think we have something special, because we speak a lot about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We spent weeks on it, you know, by the parashas, and we're uniquely aware and conscious that the whole Yisrael of Yiddishkeit, of the whole Kiyum HaTorah really revolves around Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because we spend, you know, time talking about it, thinking about it, and working on it, so to us, Pesach is something much more meaningful than Stam, because if we work on Yetzias Mitzrayim to feel, to markish it, so then Pesach, that's the big nuclear explosion, that's the awesome center, fission core of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Chag HaPesach. So for us, Pesach is something, you know, more meaningful. And in order to have this special tefillah, so you have to prepare, and the preparation should start now, you know, by learning the Haggadah, making the Yugim, looking up, you know, and learning up Medrashim. So that's the second reason why the tefillah, like I say again, learning the Haggadah for Nisan itself and for preparation for Pesach. The next thing thought I wanted to share with you, Rabbi Sai, is that the big night, the biggest of the nuclear fission, of the nucleus core, is of course the Leil Pesach. And I believe last year I shared with you the word from the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav. The time is that the Olam had fatred the Eitzvus. They turned everything upside down, inside out. It's a Shavuos night. It's so common that people stay up the whole night. And what is the makor for it is up the Kabbalah, called the Rizal. Okay, that's fine. But mamash, you wouldn't find anybody. Chas v'shalom, going to sleep. Shavuos night, everybody stays up, right? And incidentally, so most of the time it ruins the yontif. They walk around like zombies the rest of Pesach and the Shavuos, but they feel, you know, it's so such a high priority. Pesach night, the reason doing it is mamash deraisa, hareza meshubach, kol osa laila, hoy oiskim b'tzias Mitzrayim. So that's the real time to stay up the whole night. So then, most people, they put on, you know, they have their pajamas ready by the Chagadja. They just finished the Chagadja. They put on their pajamas and they make a standing broad jump and dive for the, you know, for the bed. And that's the night, you know, to really stay up. You know, that's the riser of, you know, Sipu Shef Mitzrayim. So, I want to suggest that they say that if you want to check it out, do it the way it really should be done, you know, Chachila. So, but first of all, Chachav Ein Bereishai, prepare for it. In other words, you know, some days before, try to get extra sleep, you know, so that you'll be able to have the stamina to stay up. Also, very important, everybody say, try to get together people that you'll be able to stay up with. Sometimes your own family, the framework of your own family, you can get a couple of hearty souls that would be willing to do it. You know, or some of your friends, you get the chabur together of a few friends that try to stay up together. You know, it's not, you try to be a hero, a self-made hero, they say, but it's a wonderful of the, you know, of the Leil Pesach, to be able to stay up the whole night with, you know, with Mamish the Sheikur and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the second thing I wanted to share with you. The next thing I wanted to share, Rabbi Shai, is the rest of Pesach. What do we do the rest of Pesach? So, for many years I had that shaila, like, what is the avoida, the true avoida of the rest of Pesach? You know, on Sukkot you have Sichus Pesach She'eva, but you always have an avoida in Torah life for something. So what is the avoida? Because, you know, for Chalamay Pesach, you know, besides eating matzahs with avocado. So what are we supposed to be doing? What's the real avoida, let me say? So until I came to the realization that the Leil Seder, the first night, is really just a sample dogma, how he wants us to spend the evening for the rest of the Pesach. In other words, you should really sit down with some friends, with family, and talk about Yisias Mitzrayim. They say Chazal, Midrashim, you know, Lubit Yayin, you know, excuse me, that's what Pesach is, they say. Just picturing the scene in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that millions of people from all over Eretz Israel that all gathered together on the mountain hills, you know, around the Beis HaMikdash, in and around Yerushalayim, they all built these little tents. All the families, they come from Don, they are Be'er Sheva, and the whole Yontif, they were there, and discussing and talking about Yisias Mitzrayim, another Chazal, another Medrash, another insight, another innuendo, with Simcha and singing. That was the scene of what Yerushalayim was like. B'Yimei Avoseinu, Pesach, was like one long Yontif of Yisias Mitzrayim, talking and being Mishabeach Hashem and singing. So that's what I would suggest. That's the Pesach also to try to be Mekayim, the true Tachlis, the Matar of the Yontif, you know, to be continue the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, and Sunday night we try to fulfill it in our home. I want to again remind Olam, Sunday night we have the Grand Mesiva, Pesach Mesiva in our home, and Hashem, Sunday night at 8:30, during Yom 3 in Yerushalayim, and try to get some chizuk, try to get some inspiration from Aliyah, Rabbi Zai. So, I'm looking forward to being together with you, sharing the Simchas Pesach and the Chizuk of Pesach. So that's the second inyan about the Pesach. I wondered about using also the other evenings for inspiring ourselves in Yisias Mitzrayim. If I can make a recommendation, I've mentioned this a number of times, I think, in the past, the Myra, the Toelis, using the Sefer from, you know, Rav Scheinberg, the Shmeres Chaim Sefer, which it deals with questions of spirits, contradictions from different halachas, and the point of the Sefer is to try to develop your kishrin, your mental abilities to try to answer. It's not like a question answer book. In order to answer the questions, you have to use your mind, your mental faculties. And it's not like an information answer. You have to use each answer that you can think of. So then, if it makes sense, it's right. To say, between Pesach and Sukkot and this bracha and that bracha. So, I always find that, especially times like Yom Tov, when you have Tirdus, before Yom Tov, you're running around making the preparations, and on Yom Tov itself, when you have some nice company over, you want to discuss some point in Torah. So, you know, you're learning Yavamis, and your friend is learning Baba Basra, and he's learning Dorin and Sanhedrin. So you want to have some Tahashava. So you throw out an interesting kind of Akasha about Pesach with the matzahs, and some of you do with the sukkah, the spirit between matzahs and sukkah, you know, and everybody's into it because it's a show of the whole message. So, Rabbi Zai, just say it's a teva, you know, if you can make use of that teva, the Mishmeres Chaim. I'm sure it's available at the bookstores, and I find it a handy tool in these times of the year. What else can I tell you? Everybody say that we have this big zechus again that we could be together. Baruch Hashem, it's just we should get a special chizuk, mechazek ourselves sometimes because of the Pesach families all around. Sometimes people's nerves are a little jarred, especially the women. For Pesach, it's a couple of your day that the women that go with stickle, you know, the entitled to it. Their diffuses are much more sensitive, you know, to the diffuse goes up, goes down, which with less, how should we say, motivation, and they don't have that stability. Diffuse, and sometimes, you know, sometimes the slightest thing can, you know, can cause a little friction. It isn't a common thing all throughout the world of Israel. That's where it was, you know, for many generations, the sensitivity that women have before Pesach. So I would say just a word of chizik that we should brace ourselves that, you know, don't get annoyed or, you know, if you see our women, our Ishish Kyles, are a little bit more sensitive and, you know, than usual. So, again, I just want to, again, we spoke about learning the Haggadah from now and going to the Chazal every night and preparing for Pesach and the first night, the Cheshivas of the first night and the best of Pesach. And next thing we spoke about the Cheshivas of the whole Pesach and one very, very important, maybe one of the most important, that we have to, you know, want to be Messiah with Rabbi Shai. And for us, this is like probably like vanity. Like I say again, one of the main points of, you know, of Mishin Nichlas Nissen, that you start, you know, Yochel Meiresh Chodesh Nissen, that you start with the Sipur. So we during the year we did our Oftah of Yitzchias Mitzrayim every night, twice a day, in the morning and night. We had the Mitzvah Deraisa of Sipur Yitzchias Mitzrayim. So what do we do? We went for the Esamakis, right? And one, you know, we try to visualize them. You know, we said Krishna, the Mitzvah Deraisa of Sipur Yitzchias Mitzrayim. I mean, Sechiva Yitzchias Mitzrayim and Krishna twice a day. Number one, and every day we should take up one of the makis and go through it, you know, to visualize them. You know, everybody said that Ufta. Every day you take one after, one or two of the, makis and go to them, try to visualize them, you know, and understand them. Also, when we say the shir every night, so we should, think about standing by the yam and saying the shiva with a kavana, inspiration, you know, being makir chesed Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Shai, as usual, I have to run for the bus. Just, you have to part of the nisach already, is that I have to run for the bus now. So it's been lovely, wonderful spending this time with you, Rabbi Shai, and I thank Hashem, you know, for this gift that we're able to do it, and wishing you, Rabbi Shai, tonight, all of you should all have gesund, and have panasa, and nachas, and continued your growth, and Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Shai. And what can I tell you? That you should all have, it should all come together, and shelter Hashem and Midian. They say, which be zeichet to all of us to be mechavu kamei mashiach zekenu because you have meinu and the Ohr Hashem should be in the sky and all the orets. But we say, being that we're the mala from the Bein Hazmana, so I don't see any reason why we shouldn't do this next week again. All right, so I'll be in touch with Moshe.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not. It may not work out. We'll have to see. Well, I'll check in with the others. See where they're rolling.
Okay. Good. Bez Hashem, I hope we'll be able to do it again. Either way, I want to wish everybody Chakoshev Sameach, wonderful Yantiv, Simchat Yantiv, Abayisai. you will appreciate, express our appreciation to him that, you know, for his loyalty and faithfulness and, you know, in keeping things together and running, you know, running things. And Hashem should, Yisham Secharam, like he says in Yom Kippur, right? Yotzim Komachlo, right? And Yom Kippur Ufam, Yisrach Brocha Vasrach Ufam, right? So we wish him all those brachas. He's able to continue, Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem. And about itself, all of us here, which give our course of time to each one of us, because we can't do it unless we're all the status of all our effort, joint effort. So we all have our course of time to everybody else. Everybody else has a course of time. Each one of us, every one of us in the Chabura, because it's a joint effort of everybody together. And we should be able to continue together. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Tov Simchas HaChayim, and we say, you know, that we should be Zerich Kaba Mashiach to Kenan Bekor of Yemein, Rabbi Yisrael. Amen.
Take care. Shalom. Shalom.
The rabbi is there, so you can give over my best wishes to him. They say you can give it over tomorrow, whatever. Okay, I could.
Okay.
Shalom.
Take care. Off the air.